Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, Saturday the 10th. We have a 11 game day slate or main slate. I haven't seen what DK has it labeled, and then a pretty weak three gamer this evening. But we will take a look at both just to get an idea of some pitching option here in the morning. I'll start with the main slate in my eyes. Eovaldi's been sensational. He's taken on Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay can strike out a little bit. I know they are a dangerous offense, and I generally hate taking pitching against them, but I think that Eovaldi has the ability to put up a strong performance. So right now I would put him kind of on the bubble with my player pool. As many of you might know by now, I try to aim for 6 to 8 pitchers in my pool on a main slate. So to get started, he's somebody that I'm not for sure locking in, but I'm interested. Not really interested in Joe Ryan against the Blue Jays. His strikeouts haven't been there. He hasn't been overly sharp the last handful of starts. I'm going to play the pass on him. Not that I don't like Joe Ryan. I just don't think this is a spot where we see some big time upside by any means. So probably going to have to pass. Same with Nola. He's been pitching really well, coming off an elite performance. Two of his last four starts have been sensational, but they were against the Cubs and the Tigers. His starts against Atlanta and the Mets were pretty weak overall, so I'm not picking on the Dodgers at this point. Senga, man, I don't really know what to do with Senga. He's been atrocious on the road, so we probably are going to look to fade him, but I think people are going to run to Pittsburgh after what they did yesterday against Tyler McGill. And maybe Senga gets overlooked a little bit. And if that's the case, then I might have some interest because like he's capable of being elite. Look at what he did against Tampa Bay, striking out 12, what he did against Philadelphia. There's upside here in a matchup overall that's not very dangerous, but it's really tough to trust Senga and his walks and home run issues, all that. We did point out that we were a little worried in the start against Toronto because he was pitching on, just 4 days rest when he's used to pitching on five. And that's a big deal for pitching and how pitchers recover body-wise. So it looks like he's back to a 5 day rest scenario, so maybe we do see the little bounce back. Sandy Alcantara is a favorite in this game, but I don't think I can do it. I don't know what's going on with Alcantara. I haven't watched enough Miami to get a feeling of what's going wrong with him. The reigning Cy Young winner just does not look like somebody who should ever have won a Cy Young. Just what, three starts? Four starts where he's allowed 2 runs or less out of the 12. I'm just not excited to play him. I would much rather play Kopech against Miami. Kopech is obviously super volatile, allowing a lot of home runs. Very worrisome, but the strikeouts are strong. The overall average against him are really strong as well. I would just rather play for the upside with Kopech today. So even though the Marlins are favored, they're just a minus 115 favorite right now. So very close to a pick 'em as it is. But I'd just ra much rather play Kopech right now. Taj Bradley hasn't been strong at home, allowing some home runs. Strikeouts are great. tough opponent in Texas. I think we can use him, but he's going to kind of fall on the outskirts most likely as we dig into the slate more. I would put him behind Eovaldi. So most likely Bradley's like the first name to get removed from my pool. But there are going to be some questions. I don't really feel great about a lot of people up here. So maybe we just have to include some of these guys that are on the fringe. Or we just go super heavy on four guys and really focus on bats today. Mackenzie Gore was strong against Atlanta earlier, has been better at his best on the road. Thing that I didn't really like about the Atlanta game today is the wind is blowing out to left field. But across the country, we're seeing games at parks that have some wind blowing out, and the temps are getting into the 80s, so the hitting weather is getting there. I don't really like to pick on Atlanta with pitching, but I do like Mackenzie Gore, and he has shown us that he can beat Atlanta before. So I'm intrigued enough. But so far, it just looks like there's a lot of guys that are just right on the border to where I can see them performing strongly, but it's just not a strong take as to whether they do so or not. Julio Teheran, I don't really know what's gotten into him, but he's been really good with the Brewers. Gets an Oakland team that did knock around Hauser early last night. But I think we have to consider Teheran here. And as much as it worries me, I think we're just going to have to go right back to a Milwaukee pitcher against the A's. Miles Mikolas shut down Cincinnati the first time he faced them. Hasn't been as strong at home, which is obviously a worry. He's not walking anybody at home. Strikeout numbers are stronger at home, but just allowing more hits. Base runners aren't usually a good thing, but there are K's in the Cincinnati lineup. It is one of the better spots for pitching, according to our weather station. So Mikolas is going to be one of my favorite options. He is a minus 170 favorite right now. And kind of looking quickly, Teheran is a minus 190 favorite. So Mikolas is going to be one of the top options just according to the Vegas numbers. Oviedo, not really going to do it for me. It's been decent the last couple, but I don't really think I want to pick on the Mets with a middling arm. It's certainly possible, but I just don't see myself getting there. Bobby Miller has been sensational at the major league level. Not really a whole lot needs to be said about how great he's been since coming up. Tougher matchup, but Philadelphia hasn't exactly been denting the scoreboard a ton. So I think Bobby Miller is going to be in play, but he's not somebody I want to go too heavy on, which seems to be the theme of this slate, which really makes me wonder where we end up with our ownership. I don't really know. Matthew Boyd, somebody that I played in the past, coming off a really strong game, strong in two out of his last three, really. He's intriguing enough for me to consider. But again, that's a lot of guys on the slate, so I'm gonna have to sit and try to wade through some of these guys that I'm willing to consider in order to get my pool together. And I will try to post that in our Discord so that members can get access to my exact pool today. Schuster struggled against Washington the first time he faced them, which was his first start, so kind of give him a pass there, but the walks are back again, and that's a huge issue. He had an elite start against Seattle, so it shows us what he's capable of doing. So he's very much worth the 6,700 price tag. But we just have to understand that there's a lot of volatility to it because he just has trouble throwing strikes at times. So the matchup is great overall. It's just a matter of him getting out of his own way. Andrew Abbott looked great in his major league debut. I will not be using him against St. Louis. St. Louis is not Milwaukee. St. Louis has a few guys that absolutely crush left-handed pitching. I'm just going to pass on Abbott, even though I think that he has a bright future. Blackburn, not really going to make my pool coming off a rough start against Miami. Irvin's interesting. Taking a look at his minor league numbers, he's been strong. But Irvin hasn't been very good this year at the major league level. As we can see, his starts have been pretty rough. With that said, last year with Oakland, he was actually very solid. So I actually think that this is a spot where we could get away with using pitching in this game. Even though the wind is blowing out to center in Baltimore, it's pretty light, just 10 miles an hour. Of all the green on our weather station, Baltimore has the lowest hitter rating of all those green. So I don't know. It's a dangerous spot, but I can see both Irvin and Singer being very strong. Singer's looked good coming off of his best start. Obviously, his last two starts have been Washington and Colorado. Detroit before that, the White Sox. Like, he's had a pretty easy schedule of starts. But he started out the year so rough. It's just good to see him get better and better. The Baltimore offense hasn't been swinging it overly well. So I think there's a route. Baltimore is a minus 155 favorite, so they don't think too highly of Kansas City in the spot. But I do really think that one of these two pitchers has a route, a pretty solid route to being an SP2 on the slate for DraftKings. The rest of the guys I'm not overly interested in at all. Obviously, two pitchers in Coors, Ryan Nelson. I think we missed the boat on, the good Ryan Nelson. Over the last two starts, he has seven walks and just one strikeout. Gets a great matchup, but I think I would rather gamble with the pitching in Baltimore. So that's the main slate. We'll take a really quick look here at the three gamer. It doesn't look great to me, really. It's Herman, Hauk, and Sandoval. Maybe Hendricks, but I don't really like the looks of him. Wu struggled mightily in his debut. Maybe he bounces back, but I'm really just going to pay up for these three guys. Not expecting any dominant performances just because I think each game has a total of 8.5 or higher. So I'm just not expecting a ton out of my pitching on this slate. But really, I'm just going to pay to the top three. Maybe consider Wu. Digging into his minor league numbers later, but just going to be smart here. So there we have it. There's the look at today's pitching options. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on. Get an alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, you can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off your monthly membership, and I'll put links in the description below. And I believe today might be the last day. If you want to try us out for a month, you can use code SUMMER50 for 50% off your first month with us. And as always, best of luck, everybody.